But in saying that, Tracy, what should you be doing before you actually, because next week we're going to talk about the questions that you do, that you interview your loan officer and what questions you should ask. But before you go to your loan officer.
So, you know, we talk a lot on the show about the issues that come up. And so what I want to talk about is how people are getting approved for loans easily because they're prepared. And we don't hear about the people who have a really easy time because right. It's usually the ones that have problems that we hear from in the show. So there are a lot of people who are buying properties and getting approved for mortgages and really taking advantage of the great interest rates and the wonderful prices in real estate as well. And, you know, I want to talk about what those people are doing to get approved. So the first thing in terms of credit is they're checking their credit at least a year or two in advance of going for a property, of buying a property and getting a loan. And the place that you need to go to get a copy of your credit score is myfico.com, myfico.com. And anything else they say is a FICO score, not
Tracy,
a FICO score.
You have a FICO score. You have that on our website, right? Do you have any
it's
of
It's not on your website yet, but hopefully it will be soon.
Because we're just launching our new website, so, well, we'll have to be on top of them to make sure they get that up.
Once a year you can do that?
No, this is, you have to buy. You could do this every day if you want. It won't hurt your credit, but you have to buy it. This is the only site that you know for sure you're going to get the same credit score as the banks are using. Okay? So it's myfico.com. It's a wonderful place to see what's going on with your credit score. Once you order your credit score, you're going to see the actual number, and then you will see a chart of where you fall in terms of the rest of the country with your credit score. There's bad, not good, good, very good, and great. So what I'm looking at right now is a credit score for somebody who's great, okay? Because I want to explain how that works. So you're going to see, like, different categories of what affects the credit score. Your payment history, your amount of debt, length of credit history, which is your average age of credit, amount of new credit. These are all the categories that are affecting what your score is. So now you can get a really good idea of what you have to work on. If your score is under a 740, then you have to do some work. If the category of amount of debt is high, it means what you really have to do is pay down your debt.
What's acceptable with debt? How
what
much?
You
What's
want
the ratio?
What you want it to be is with revolving credit, which is the kind of credit that hurts the score when you have high debt. You want it to be 7 to 10% of the limits. Okay?
Well, so how do you know the limits?
You see it on your credit report.
Oh,
if
okay.
the limit is $10,000, then you don't want to go over $1,000 in terms of your balance before you're applying for a mortgage. So not the whole year, but 3 months before you go for the mortgage, you want to bring down your balances to 7 to 10% of your limits. If there isn't a limit, they'll show the highest balance. That becomes your limit. So if your highest balance was $28,000, you don't want to be over 7 to 10% of that number. Now, this person that I'm looking at, their balances were 12% of their limits. And on the chart that shows where they fall into categories, you see the payment history is great, so they have nothing negative. The amount of debt is good. So that score could increase if they bring down the debt a little more. Now, when you print out your credit report, this is a wonderful tool you could use when you're negotiating. So you can give your broker a copy of your most recent FICO score. So when your broker goes in to negotiate price for you, you want to order your credit score from MyFICO that day. You bring the printed copy. And you want to leave out your accounts because you don't want the seller to see all your accounts. But you could bring the first couple of pages, which show that you fall into a great category. This particular 780 credit score that I'm looking at, it says your score is well above the average score of U.S. consumers and clearly demonstrates to lenders that you are an exceptional borrower. So now the broker is bringing this in to negotiate with the seller with the date of, let's say, the day before she brings the offer to the seller. She's bringing in and showing the seller what an amazing applicant you are for getting approval on a mortgage.
And if you're a buyer, that might really be the deciding vote on why you get the property and not somebody else.
Absolutely.
And I know that Tracy is in the Prudential Douglas Elliman offices. And matter of fact, you're coming to do a session at the Borgata, working with all our brokers so that they know what to do. And because the game's changed, guys. The game
Absolutely.
Has changed, and you got to be on it.
Now, if there's anything wrong with your credit in terms of any of these categories are low and it says bad, not good, you can give us a call at North Shore Advisory. The information is on the website, on the WOR website, and it will be on Dottie's site as well. And we can give you some feedback on it. If it's something in terms of negative credit, we can help you with that. But even if you just want some feedback because you're not sure about it, we can go through it with you. We're not going to charge you to give you some information. It's not a big deal. But it's extremely important to look at your credit scores and start learning about how to build them years in advance. You cannot develop old credit, which gives the credit score a major boost, without earning those years of establishing it. So you can't wait till 5 minutes before you're going for a loan and expect that you're going to have 5 years of credit history. You have to build that. It's what you earn, the time you earn. So it's extremely important you could go and you could purchase the book that I wrote, Credit Score Power, which will give you great insight as well. But finding out and learning, and I would recommend...
I think your book's great. I read
Thank
it,
you.
And
Thank
I think
you.
It's a must-have.
Also, any broker should be looking at their own credit years in advance just to get used to learning about credit. This affects your business dramatically, and it affects your buyers and your sellers. It's a big part of your business. You have to learn about it, feel comfortable looking at credit reports, understand what affects them. This is very important.
And I want to tell you, you know, 10 years ago, not even 10 years ago, 7 years ago, five, nobody really cared about their
credit. No.
I mean, nobody really paid attention to it.
Because they didn't need it.
Because they didn't need it. So now... I mean, it's really...
And this is, I don't think this is temporary either. I think this is going to be a while. So.
I think you're right. I really...